Now from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Thursday morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
What'd you make of Adrian's effort?
Well, rates unchanged, the official cash rate review, which was very much expected. Look, it was just a rate review, not a monetary policy statement. So you just get the press release and you get the notes. Always interesting to see how people interpret the statement. Look, I think a lot of the comments were expected. Global economic growth remains below trend. Period of prolonged subdued activity is required to reduce inflation, and the OCR needs to stay at a restrictive level. I mean, all those sorts of things were expected. But the debate really now centres on trying to divine whether there's one more rate hike in the wings and how long the monetary policy pressure will have to stay at the level that it is. But, I mean, you can keep debating all that, Mike, but it's all data dependent. So really, you've just got to wait for the data. My attention, Mike, was drawn to comments in the Monetary Policy Committee record of meeting, and where they really did, I think, acknowledge the fact that monetary policy is working and monetary conditions are going to tighten further without needing to raise the OCR. That's because there's still more transmission into the mortgage market. There's more pain to come there. So statements like, members noted that the average mortgage rate on outstanding loans continues to rise, and debt servicing costs as a share of income are still increasing. So they're still getting transmission there. And then they said, in particular, the committee noted that pockets of stress have emerged for some in the household, commercial property and agricultural sectors. So they can see, Mike, they can see monetary policy working. Look, we talk about the PMI, the manufacturing index, the services index. They reference those surveys specifically. Also, the QSBO, the Survey of Business Opinion that came out recently, they all saw capacity pressures easing. They can see it working. But so I suppose to balance that, Mike, there has been a bit of focus on one of the last comments in that record of meeting where the committee agreed that interest rates may need to remain at a restrictive level for a more sustained period. So that word more has been focused. In other words, rates stay elevated for longer. That feels a little bit more hawkish. So I think, Mike, if you're wanting to know whether or not we get 5.75 as opposed to 5.5, I think the 17th of October is coming in as key. That's when we get third quarter inflation. If that's high, if core inflation is high, 5.75 comes into play.
All right. And Treasury, have you been, I mean, you alerted us to this the other day. Yeah. What's happened there and how does that affect us in terms of money?
Right. So longer term interest rates here in New Zealand are under more pressure. That's because we've seen a very big sell-off in the US Treasury market. Now, capitulation is a strong word, but I think we can use it here. We have seen capitulation in the US Treasury market. So to illustrate this, at the beginning of September, the 10-year Treasury bond, a benchmark rate, it was at 4.1%. This week it's gone over 4.8%. A 70 basis point move in a 10-year Treasury rate in a short period of time, that's big. We haven't seen these sorts of levels since sort of 2007. So there's a couple of things happening. The market's finally acknowledging the higher for longer scenario for US interest rates. They've sort of been, they haven't really acknowledged it, but there's also an underlying suggestion that there's a higher risk premium being demanded for longer dated Treasury bonds. Now, the US government needs to do a mountain of issuance. They need to sell a lot of bonds. Who else needs to sell a lot of bonds, Mike? And you have elevated political risk there as well. So the market's running a bit scared. I think it's gone a very long way, very quickly, a bit too quickly, I think. But Mike, our 10-year rate has moved as well. At the beginning of September, 4.87. Now it's over 5.5. So that puts pressure on entities borrowing out there. Who is the biggest entity borrowing out there, Mike? The government. So the government's borrowing costs out there in those longer dated rates has gone up significantly in the last month, which I think is important.
Yes, it is. What are the numbers?
So finally, we've got a bit of good news for you. Finally, the US markets are up. The Dow Jones it's up 17 points, which is 0.05%, 33,017. But better news on the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. The S&P 500 up 0.42%, 4247, and the NASDAQ up just under 1%, 13,000. 185. The FTSE 100 overnight fell 0.75%, 7412. The Nikkei yesterday got smacked down 2.28%, 30,527. They'll both rebound today. The ASX 200 yesterday also lost 0.75%, 6890. The NZX 50 barely changed, 11,235. One Kiwi dollar, it's sort of lurking around the 59 cent mark, 0.5915 against the US, 0.9344 against the Aussie, 0.5627 euro. Against the pound, we're 0.4868. Against the yen, 88.07. Gold, $1,820. But here's the big mover, Mike.
Give it to
here's
me.
Here's the big mover. You wouldn't get it unless you've already looked. Brent crude has fallen to $86.98. So it's now come down significantly. And that's because the market perceives a bit of demand destruction from higher interest rates.
Good stuff. I was well below 350 on the 98 at the pump yesterday. It was about 346. And I was thinking, hang on, Christmas is coming. Good to see you.
Rev that engine, Mike. Rev that engine.
Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.